Спасибо.
Thank you very much, Madam President. It's very unfortunate that we have to take your time and react to the words that were pronounced by the Ukrainian side. And it's very unfortunate that once again we had to listen to made-up ideas that have nothing to do with the substance of our work here. Accusations of Russia that really do not have any connection to elementary common sense. We know that on 22nd of February 2014 in Kyiv, an anti-constitutional overthrow of the government took place that was supported by the EU and by the outgoing American administration. In Kyiv, through military means, ultra-nationalist forces came to power that have nothing to do with the democratic values that our Western partners have been always referring to. In essence, Ukraine lost its statehood and came under foreign control. Of course, most of the Ukrainians could not agree with the acts of the Nazi regime in Kyiv. Passions grew high, and one of the most vivid examples on the 2nd of May 2014, the Nazis in Kyiv started the bloodbath in Odessa. This was a crime against humanity. Just imagine this happening in the 21st century. This happened in the trade union's house where 100 people died because of a fire. Women, children, those people simply protested. And this crime against humanity has not yet been investigated. So where are those so-called human rights defenders from the West? We all remember Charlie Hebdo and what took place in Odessa, the bloodbath in Odessa. All of those who do not agree with the Kyiv regime that has blood on its hand, those people were called terrorists, and they started a civil war in the east of the country. And what we've been seeing over the last 3 years, we have seen a conveyor belt of politically based murders. The Kyiv authorities have declared the Donbas, 5 million people, the area of anti-terrorist activities of their armed forces against civilians. Heavy weapons, artillery, tanks, MLRS systems, mortars, even aviation was used against civilians with deliberate attacks on the civilian infrastructure, schools, hospitals, and thousands of peaceful citizens of southeast Ukraine became victims of these activities of Kyiv. And it was possible to limit the scale of this conflict in Ukraine. It was only possible thanks to the Minsk agreements on the 12th of February 2015. And the leaders of France, Germany, and Russia participated in the Minsk agreements. And we remember very well that the agreement was supposed to lead to an end hostilities launched by Kyiv against Donbas, that a new constitution will be prepared in Donbas, and the constitution will enshrine the special status of Donbas, and a procedure for holding local elections will be prepared, and there'll be a law on amnesty. In essence, the elementary rights of people living in Ukraine would be protected. But the problem has not been resolved. Kyiv doesn't want to implement the Minsk agreements. Not a single provision of the Minsk agreements has not been implemented by Kyiv. And this is taking place in real time, for example. Today, just a few hours ago, the forces of Kyiv used heavy artillery to shell a village in Donbas, the village of Sakhanka in Donbas. Houses were destroyed, a school, and their victims among civilians. And all of this has been documented. There are live broadcasts from those areas, how civilian objects are being bombed. So where is the democratic West. Why are you keeping quiet? So we do hope that finally the eyes will be opened and our Western partners will see what is really taking place. I'd like to quote John Kerry, U.S. Secretary of State, something he said recently. The U.S. will not let Poroshenko, the president of Ukraine, they will not let Poroshenko make fools out of us. And you know that Donald Trump was even clear when he talked about this. But we simply now have to see what will be done in reality. In conclusion, I'd like to say that we would like to see wisdom prevail and would like to see a situation where the Ukrainian delegation does not receive instructions to say things here in the UN that have nothing to do with reality, and that it would go back to the best traditions of one democratic Ukraine. And we should not forget that as when it was part of the Soviet Union, it was on the founding countries of the United Nations. And we do look forward and